always expect something good on your lunch hour, connecting faith with life.
Hi, welcome to Connecting Faith. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Neil Stavem, and a good Wednesday to you. Of course, a significant day for many in the church calendar, Ash Wednesday. We're going to make today's program focus on that as well and some of the unique aspects of the season that we're moving into. Glad to have you listening in. Ted Ross at the controls. And Ted, I should mention, too, that you know people thinking about Lent and the season, that we it's maybe a time where we're a little more want to be in tune with our spiritual direction in life. And I just want to encourage you, if you're willing, that you could join our prayer team. James 5:16 talks about the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous person that accomplishes much. And to that end, we're inviting you, our Faith Radio listeners, to join our Faith Radio prayer team. You can sign up for a weekly prayer email at myfaithradio.com.
Yeah, people talking about giving things up during this season of Lent. That's something you can take on maybe as a replacement for something. So great option.
Speaking of giving up and taking on, that's sort of the theme of our Commit to Live Fit event going on, which gets started. You can sign up for that online as well, myfaithradio.com.
Yeah, no coincidence that's starting out here with the season of Lent, of course, a 40-day health and spiritual journey that you can go on and really just hone those areas of your life. So,
we're going to talk today about entering into a journey as it relates to fasting, particularly the Daniel fast. And our guest on today's program has been a guest in the past, and we're happy to have her back again and appreciate that she's carved out a little time for us. And by the way, I just want to say right at the outset of the program, if you have some questions about the area of fasting, particularly the Daniel fast, you're welcome to give us a call. And we do have some copies of Susan Gregory's book to give away, the Daniel fast. This is the expanded editions with some new recipes as well, including a 21-day plan. So you can sign up for that by giving us a call at 877-93-FAITH. Let me introduce our guest. We'll get her on. Susan Gregory is an author, a Bible teacher, and a Christian life coach. And she's passionate about helping men and women discover the potential and exemplary life that they can have by following kingdom principles. And she's been coaching people about the Daniel fast for many years, considered really an expert in this type of Christian spiritual fasting. Known as the Daniel Fast blogger, it kind of started for her back in the mid-2000s. And she regularly corresponds with thousands of men and women who are seeking God through the spiritual discipline of prayer and fasting. Had millions of hits on her site and has written the Daniel Fast. Also, there's the Daniel Fast cookbook, a couple of versions of that. She also has a ministry called Faith Driven Life and a 90-day online interactive e-course called Choose Life Now. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. But Susan, welcome back to Connecting Faith.
Hi, Neil. It's so wonderful to be back with you.
This, this is one of those topics where, most of us, I guess, we've grown up in church. We've heard the words, but maybe don't really know well the concepts of what it actually looks like. So let's start with a few definitions. What do we mean by fast, and are there distinguishing characteristics? I'm thinking that, we kind of use the word for abstaining from many things, but that may or may not actually be a fast, right?
Exactly. The word fast is used in a lot of different areas these days. And so people think that fasting is just giving up food, or they think that fasting, I'm going to fast from television, or I'm going to fast from Facebook. But what we're talking about today is the biblical type of fasting. And in the Bible, in both the Hebrew and the Greek, the word fast means abstaining from food. And so while it's great to, and abstain from food for a spiritual purpose, and so while it's great to, open up some time by not being on Facebook or, not watching so much television, especially in a time during Lent when we want to really focus much more of our attention on God and prayer, and it's a powerful time when we can really draw near to God, and then he can draw closer to us, too. But fasting is specifically about abstaining from food for a spiritual purpose. The Daniel fast in particular is what's called a partial fast, where some foods are restricted and others are allowed. And it's based on the Old Testament prophet Daniel and his fasting experiences.
When you talk about abstaining from food, I wonder sometimes, do we maybe miss the point as we end up sort of looking at fasting to produce some health benefit? Well, if you abstain from these foods, you're going to feel better in a week or two. And, you know, is that, do we kind of miss the, it becomes kind of a self-centered response as opposed to a God-centered response?
Well, there's a couple ways of looking at that, Neil. Entering into this spiritual experience, the number one purpose is to draw nearer to God. And we, you know, sometimes we've got issues that are going on in our lives, and we need Him to direct us and guide us and intervene for us. And that is one of the powerful things that we can have as Christians. And so often, we don't take advantage that we have a high priest up there, our advocate with the Father. And so that's really a time to press in and why we want to fast. Now, there are some good things about abstaining from food. The Daniel fast is a very healthy way to eat. But if you focus so much on the food, either by looking at it for only health purposes, or if you enter into the Daniel fast and you just kind of change your, you know, what you eat, but you continue to feed your flesh, it's like, well, you know, I can't have a hamburger, but instead I'm going to make this other vegan burger that is so tasty, so I feel like I'm not even going to give it up. We're still feeding our carnal self. And, you know, the scriptures are you know, talk about, you know, being a babe in Christ. And you know, Paul is often preaches saying, you know, I can't even say these things to you because you're still babies. And we miss out. So I really encourage people to, yes, we are going to change the way we eat for a period of time. But let's not, we don't want that to be our focus. And so to keep the meals simple, to make sure you plan ahead so that the primary reason that you are fasting and the number one thing that you are hungering for and really feeding on is God and His Word.
We're in Ash Wednesday now, so entering into the season of Lent. Are there some distinctives about fasting during this season?
There are, and a lot of people don't know that about some of these differences, particularly if they aren't in a liturgical church where they would be more aware of them. But during Lent, there are 40 days of fasting, yet from Ash Wednesday to Easter are 46 days. And the reason for that is to celebrate the Sunday, which is not a fasting day. It is a feasting day to recognize the risen Lord and all that He's done for us. So it's a day that we want to celebrate, a day we want to recognize who Christ is in our lives. So we fast Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday is a day of celebration.
And that goes on throughout the entire 46 days, is that right?
Exactly. It goes on. And in fact, I got an email from a woman today who is doing the Daniel fast for Lent for the first time. And she said, Susan, I feel guilty, you know, that I'm going to be eating meat or I'm going to have a cup of coffee on Sunday. And my response to her was that, you know, we're not talking about the food and we're not just talking about the fasting principles, but instead this is an opportunity for her to enter into her Sunday experience with thanksgiving and praise for who our risen Lord is. And so we want to look at those other days of fasting and pressing into God, and they don't have to be solemn days. They can still be days that we're excited, but it is we're taking on a different experience during our days of fasting, but then really recognizing and celebrating who God is in our lives and the great sacrifice and the fact that Jesus is the risen Lord, and He's there to, you know, help us and meet our needs and be our teacher and our guide.
You mentioned these don't have to be solemn days. Didn't Jesus talk about that we shouldn't let our fasting be so evident? I mean, is there something about, is this a time that it should be solemn or should it be celebration?
Well, I think that it can be quieter in that, I just heard a statistic. I'm at a conference right now, and I heard a statistic yesterday that just a few years ago, I think it was a research study did some clinical research, and people's attention span just like 4 or 5 years ago was 29 minutes. And today, the measured attention span of the average person is 9 seconds. And so we are living in a culture that has so many distractions, so many demands on our times. We've got so many things going on, and plus with all of the electronic technology that we're using and just what it's doing to our brains, that during Lent and during this period of extended prayer and fasting, we have the opportunity to kind of push the pause button on all of that, kind of the white noise that goes on in our daily lives, and intentionally be quieter, be more centered on the Lord. And I do want to say that it may take people some time, a few days or maybe even a week, to get into that quieter space. There, I'm sure we've all had the experience where, you know, we're reading the Bible and all of a sudden, you know, even though we're looking at the words on the page, but we're still trying to, you know, saying, okay, gosh, did I take that out of the freezer or you know, what am I going to put on for dinner or, you know, something else that's going to happen in our day. And it's so easy to do that in our very challenging times of all the distractions. So we just have to, you know, quiet ourselves down and say, okay, and get back centered in on what we're doing. And so it does take time. So during our fasting time, I think we do want to be quieter. We want to be more intentional, more focused on the Word, carving out perhaps some more time if you're not used to having that daily time in the Word, being fed daily, feeding our spirit with the rich food of God's living Word. If that isn't common, it's a fabulous time to start using that discipline so that it becomes a habit, not something that we start and do only during Lent and then stop doing it afterwards, but instead that it becomes a great habit that we carry into our everyday lives.
Getting some good insight today from Susan Gregory. So glad to have her back with us on Connecting Faith. We're going to talk more about the Daniel fast, how to feed your soul, strengthen your spirit, and renew your body. In fact, in a moment, we'll ask about, you know, how does a fast affect body, soul, and spirit? We'll get her response to that. We'd love to hear from you as well. Maybe this is something you've been practicing, the Daniel fast or another kind, and maybe there's a question or you just have a story how it's made a difference in your life. Love to have you join the conversation. And you can do that with a phone call at 877-933-2484, 877-93-FAITH. Love to have you join in and talk with Susan today as we talk about fasting, 877-93-FAITH. By the way, we do have four copies of Susan's book to give away. It's the expanded edition, and love to make sure that you can sign up for that as well when you call. So give us your contact information when you call. Sign up for that and join the conversation, if you would, at 877-933-2484. Let me just mention, too, if it's more convenient to drop us a note, you can do that. If you go to myfaithradio.com and click on our Connecting Faith show page, there's an email link right there, and you can send your question or your comment in that way. And we'll talk more with Susan Gregory, who's an author, a Bible teacher, and Christian life coach, author of The Daniel Fast. And she's known as the Daniel Fast blogger, had millions of hits on that website. Talk a little bit about the website and all that coming up, too, as well. Stay tuned. Talking today with Susan Gregory, author, Bible teacher, Christian life coach. She's the author of several books, including Out of the Rat Race. Spent many years as a Bible teacher and as a volunteer in her church and various Christian civic service groups, and has become the Daniel Fast blogger since, at least 2007, and regularly corresponds with thousands of men and women who are seeking God through the spiritual discipline of prayer and fasting, and has written a great resource and a couple of associated resources as well, the Daniel Fast, as well as the Daniel Fast Cookbook, a couple of versions of that. And Susan, give us the website again just before we get any further on that.
Yeah, it's daniel-fast.com.
Pretty simple, daniel-fast.com. Susan Gregory with us today. So the subtitle of the book says, Feed Your Soul, Strengthen Your Spirit, and Renew Your Body. So how does a fast affect body, soul, and spirit?
Well, of course, we've talked a little bit about the spiritual aspect, and we are a spirit, and when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, it is our spirit that is born again and reconnected with God, and so we have this powerful, powerful connection with the Creator of all, of our Father, and we have so many benefits because we are followers of Jesus Christ. We have a soul. That is the part that isn't regenerated immediately, and that's really where our Christian walk goes on and how we grow in the faith and learn about how God's truths affect our lives and how we want to live our lives. So our soul is our emotions, our will, our intellect, our personality. And then we live in a body. That's our physical body. So the Daniel fast, clearly it affects our spirit as we draw nearer to God and we become more committed to Him as well as submitted to Him. And then our soul, that's where we want to, you know, maybe we're having some issues. Maybe we've got a marital issue or we're struggling with finances or we've got some attitudes. Maybe there's some issues of unforgiveness. And we, you know, those kind of rise to the surface. One of the things that I do encourage people to do is to start their Daniel fast experience or any fasting experience with prayer and seeking the Holy Spirit's direction on what is the best thing to focus on, what is the purpose for this fast, particularly something like the Daniel fast where, again, I mentioned that it's a partial fast where some foods are eaten and others are restricted. If we don't have a purpose for the fast, something that we're really going to focus on, it can become just about the food. So ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and direct you of, you know, where do you want to study, you know, what is the topics, what are the things that you really want to center on during your fast? And then we want to be in this process of aligning ourselves, our thinking, our actions, our behaviors, everything with God and His Word. And then, of course, the physical part is the Daniel fast is a very, very healthy way of eating. It is a completely plant-based eating plan. It's like a vegan diet with more restrictions. The only beverage is water. It's based on the fasting experience of Daniel in the covered in the book of Daniel in chapter 1 and in chapter 10. So it's we only eat pulse, which is food grown from seed, and we only drink water. And so it's you know, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, healthy oils, legumes, nuts, seeds. And then there are no sweeteners at all and no chemicals, no artificial flavorings. And so when your body, this amazing body that God created, is only eating the foods that He created, the body will go under an amazing detox and regeneration. And it's absolutely stunning, Neil, the things that happen when people start eating this way and they're really treating their body well. And so you get people that have high cholesterol, and within 21 days their cholesterol gets down into healthy levels. People with type 2 diabetes are able to monitor their blood sugar oftentimes only with food as opposed to medications. High blood pressure, of course, many, many people drop unwanted pounds during this time. So the Daniel fast, it's really for our entire being. It's a powerful way for our spirit, our soul, and our body to be renewed and restored.
Is 21 days a key part of this? I mean, is that length of time?
Not essential. Most people do the Daniel fast for 21 days, although over about the last 3 or 4 years, there is a growing number of people that are using the Daniel fast as their method of fasting for Lent. And most people, you know, other than for Lent, they do it for 21 days. And that's because in Daniel 10, he fasted for 21 days. And so that's where that number went, came from. I think there are some really good things about doing this kind of extended fasting for 21 days, in that it gives us the time to really get into the groove, get into the routine of fasting, develop some good habits, and when we look at the physical effects, give our bodies the time for the detox, get used to getting all the chemicals, the junk out of our systems, and then start the restorative process. So, of course, during Lent, it's a 40 days of fasting with the Sundays not fasting. But even then, I encourage people to not go wild on that Sunday. You know, you don't want to eat a lot of sugar, a lot of caffeine, a lot of animal products, but, you know, still be in the spirit of fasting. But it's okay to, eat these other fruits during the Sunday time.
And I guess that's one of the things that, people always wonder about, you know, what are the exceptions to the rule, I guess. We're always looking for an out, I guess, but are there some legitimate things that we should reflect on?
Well, Yes, there are times when it's good for people to modify the fast. You can keep the core of the fast. I don't think there's anybody that says I have to have caffeine for medical purposes, or I have to have sugar for medical purposes, or I have to have chocolate ice cream for medical purposes. But certainly,
which is hard for those of us that would prefer that, but I have to tell you,
it is. But there are times when people do need to make some modifications. For instance, a pregnant or nursing mother who, you know, she's got the responsibility that her body is also supporting the life of a child. And so that would be a time when they, keep the core of the fast, but add some, chicken or fish or dairy products along with it. And again, keep it simple. It doesn't mean that you're going to go have, fried chicken and, the kind that isn't really very healthy for you. But sometimes people with type 1 diabetes need to make, add some animal protein. So fasting should never bring harm to your body. It should always be good for you. So if you need to make some modifications for health purposes, then it's absolutely appropriate. Again, we want to really look at why are we doing this? And so if it's, there's people say, I can't stand the flavor of water. And it's like, which I don't understand, I have to say. I just don't understand that, because to me, water is kind of a neutral flavor. But, I have to have, I have to have tea, or I have to have soda. Well, have the water, but maybe add some lemon slices to it, or a lot of people put cucumber slices. So there's things that you can do and still stay within the boundaries of the fast. But it's also a time where we have an opportunity to really look at ourselves and how we're leading our lives, and are there some tweaks and some corrections that we need to make. So
you said it fast should always be good for you, but that doesn't mean that there won't be some, maybe the first few days or even hours, maybe be a little bit challenging, right?
That's absolutely right. It especially if your normal daily diet consists of a lot of sugar, a lot of refined sugars, a lot of chemicals, and a lot of caffeine. That's the biggest problem that people have is, our bodies physically get addicted to caffeine. And so it will give a great rebellion, which results in headaches and nausea, fatigue, cramping, if you stop drinking caffeine right away. And that's even if you only drink like a cup of coffee a day. So I always encourage people to taper off caffeine prior to the beginning of their fast. Now, if you're listening to this broadcast and you've thought, okay, I want to do the Daniel fast for Lent, then I would encourage you right now to start tapering yourself off caffeine. It can be, there are people that they have to stay in bed for a few days, because if they do, kind of a cold turkey ending of their caffeine. So you want to, you don't want to bring harm to the body. You don't want to make it a situation where it's debilitating, but make sure that you're working toward that end to taper off the caffeine.
We'll jump in and get our break out of the way, and then we'll come back and get to more of your questions and comments. I want to just mention, too, we have some copies of Susan Gregory's book to give away, The Daniel Fast. You can sign up for one and join our conversation with a phone call, 877-933-2484, 877-93-FAITH, talking The Daniel Fast today with Susan Gregory, author, Bible teacher, Christian life coach, passionate about helping us discover what it means to live by kingdom principles. More in just a couple minutes. Are you seeking God through the spiritual disciplines of prayer and fasting, or would you like to? Well, Susan Gregory has some great insights, and she's been writing on this topic for a number of years, known as the Daniel Fast blogger. Started for her back in, about 8 years ago or so, and at least she started writing about this anyway, and she's authored several books, including The Daniel Fast, Feed Your Soul, Strengthen Your Spirit, Renew Your Body. We've got some copies of that to give away. And you can join the conversation or sign up for a drawing for that at 877-93-FAITH. Susan's an author and a Bible teacher and a Christian life coach. and has helping us for developing and maybe growing our hunger for God, and want to know more of him and experience his presence in a new way. So we're talking about the Daniel fast, and Susan, I'll let you respond. Angel, listening in Sioux Falls, had this question. She says, we've been teaching on fasting in our Sunday school class and have been pondering this question. Is fasting commanded?
And goes on and tells us how we're to proceed into our fasting experience. And so while it isn't necessarily commanded, it is part of our Christian and our faith experience. It is a tool that God created. God designed the fast. And I'm not saying God designed the Daniel fast, but he was the one that created the fasting experience. And we look at, you know, Passover as a type of fasting. There's many, many experiences. Jesus, when he went into the desert for 40 days, he was fasting. And the reason for fasting is to draw nearer to God. So are we commanded to fast? No. Do we have the opportunity to participate in a powerful experience designed by God to draw us nearer to him, to open our ears better, our spiritual ears and our spiritual eyes, so that we can see and hear him better? Absolutely.
Can we learn from Daniel's fast, just not only in the food choice, but maybe lifestyle as well? Is there's more to this than just simply a 21-day recipe?
Exactly. I think Daniel and so many people don't really study Daniel, but reading the book of Daniel and looking at this man and his character, looking at the circumstances that he was in and the challenges that he had, really can be a powerful model for us as Christians today. I mean, when we think of the world that we're in today with all of the challenges, the Bible says that, you know, we are not in this world, but we are of it. We are citizens of a new kingdom. Well, Daniel was in a foreign land, and he had all of these pressures against him. But his number one thing was to keep the true spirit within him of God. In fact, when he first fasted, the reason in chapter 1 is he did not want to defile his body. So his number one concern was following the teachings of the Lord. And in that case, there were, you know, we look at some of the, we're not 100% sure of why he said he didn't want to eat any meat and why he only wanted to drink water. It's very possible. There's kind of two thoughts about that. Number one is that the food and wine had already been presented to the Babylonian gods, and so he didn't want to have any part of it to do with that, as well as the possibility of their very strict, the Hebrews prepared their meals in very strict ways, and particularly meat, and so it would not have used the kosher way of preparing the food, and so he did not, but the main thing is he didn't want to defile his body. It's God first. And when he went in chapter 10, when he had the fast in for 21 days, he was seeking God. He was troubled. They'd been in the land for 70 years, and he was troubled about it. And so he entered into this period of extended prayer and fasting so he could learn what God had to say for him. Throughout all of those chapters, we look at Daniel going into the lion's den. Daniel didn't, when you think about that, somebody entering into a lion's den or being thrown in a lion's den, well, he didn't go in there unprepared. He went in there with the absolute knowledge and faith that God would protect him. The same thing when his friends went into the fiery furnace. They went in prepared. And so it's a model. It's a we can look at that, and it's shows us that we need to, if we want the same kinds of experiences, if we want to enter into rough times and be able to withstand them, we want to be prepared. And we don't do it while we're in the middle of the lion's den or when we're in the middle of the storm. It's something that we need to do as our lifestyle. So, I love the book of Daniel and the things that we can learn. And again, looking at him as a man who is after God's heart, wanted to follow the ways of the Lord, and he did it no matter what the circumstances were around him.
Did this happen for you, maybe in your own personal experience? I mean, as we talked about the angel's questions, not commanded, but maybe share a little bit about how you discovered the Daniel fast, and this has become a real point of ministry for you.
It has. Well, I started fasting. I had my first fast in the 90s, and I was working at a Christian ministry, and one of my work associates had mentioned to me that he had been fasting, and he'd been on a water-only fast, and I'd never fasted before. But he was telling me how he had, had this really positive experience with the Lord. And so I thought, gosh, I want that. I want that positive experience. I want to go deeper with God. And so I had a 3-day water-only fast, and it was very great. And I valued it. Well, then I heard about the Daniel fast. I didn't invent the Daniel fast. I just teach about it. And so I've entered the Daniel fast probably, I can't remember the exact year, but in the late 90s. And I did the Daniel fast at the beginning of the year. And it was so powerful. Again, a lot of what I've been talking about is focusing on God, pushing the pause button on all the activities of life and carving out more time every day, being more purposeful, more intentional about how I'm directing my prayer, how I'm directing my study. And it was a life-changing experience. So in 2007, I was going through a struggling time, a lot of life challenges. I was in one of those stormy periods that, we go through in this life. Jesus says that, in this world there will be trouble. And I was going through a troubling time, and I was about to do the Daniel fast. This was in December of 2007. And that's when I heard a message from the Lord in my spirit. It wasn't an audible word, but he said, write about the Daniel fast. And that's when I thought, okay, well, the new year's coming up. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be doing this fast. How do I get this information out quickly? I'd never done a website before. I was proficient on computers as a user, but I knew nothing about the internet. And so I created a very simple WordPress blog and created a little ebook, Everything You Want to Know About the Daniel Fast. And I was just absolutely stunned. I thought this was like a one-time writing assignment that the Lord had given me, but I was absolutely stunned in that literally hundreds of thousands of people came to that site, and and it started something. God knows the beginning and our ends. He knew the path that he was putting me on, but it started me on this fabulous and blessed journey where I get to interact with people all over the world. That same site is up on the internet, and it's had more than 13 million visitors to it, and it's made a major impact. And so the Daniel fast certainly has not only changed my life, my spiritual life, my experience with God, but it is, my blessing that I get to affect the lives of so many people, of God's people.
Check it out web address is daniel-fast.com. A little dash in the middle there between the word Daniel and fast. daniel-fast.com, and you get some great insight and encouragement from Susan Gregory. Susan, so we talked a little bit about the importance of, I know you talk about some steps to a successful fast, praying. There's also a kind of planning and preparing. Say a word about how do we prepare for a fast if like you, someone we discover has been doing it, we never have. So how do we start? And so that we can do it right and do it well?
Well, we start with prayer. And again, we want, we ask the Holy Spirit to be with us, to guide us and direct us. And so that's definitely the first step, and having him show us what to fast about, the purpose for our fast. Then the planning, we want to make sure that, now the Lent is a called fast. We've got a start date. Today's the first day of Lent, and it ends at Easter Eve, which would be our last day of fasting. And so that's a little different. But if you fast on your own, you want to make sure that you plan the time so that it's it's not a time when you're being, involved in a lot of traveling or a lot of activities. You want to try to plan the best time. Even during Lent, you want to look at your calendar. You want to look at your activities. Can you be quieter during this time? Can you be less active? The preparation is, you want to learn about what the Daniel fast is about so that I have people write to me and they say, you know, Susan, I couldn't stand it anymore. I was eating only vegetables and drinking only water, and I got so weak. Well, they hadn't done enough research to really understand about what the Daniel fast really is, because it's a very healthy way of eating. And when you make sure that you've got enough plant-based proteins to care for your body, to keep your body nourished, then it can be, you know, it's an excellent experience. So you want to make sure you know about the fast. Don't just, you know, think, okay, it's only fruits and or it's only vegetables and water, and that's really the purpose. That's the, you know, reason I wrote the book. So you want to prepare for it in that way, and then look at your calendar. If you can prepare some meals, most of the foods that are the prepared meals in the grocery stores have so much sugar and processed foods and chemicals in them that they aren't appropriate for the Daniel fast. So oftentimes you'll be preparing more of your meals at home, or if you are going to have more prepared meals, you need to, you know, have the time in the grocery store to plan your meals. And then, you know, prepare your heart, gather your study materials, and get ready for the fast. Then the next step, obviously, is participating. So this is the beginning of the fast. And again, if you're just now today thinking, okay, I think I'd like to use the Daniel fast as my method of fasting, say, but I can't, you know, I can't, I'm not ready for it. I can't get started, you know, today. So enter into this fasting period of Lent by starting the fast. Don't have any sugar today. Don't have the ice cream. Don't have, you know, the unhealthy hamburgers, that kind of thing. But plan to prepare for the fast. Get ready for it so that maybe by Sunday or Monday you are going to enter into the full Daniel fast eating plan. And then after you, so your participation, that of course is the big time. And for Lent, it's a 40-day fasting experience, and then Sundays as well. But use this time as a rich, wonderful time to draw near the Lord. Then the last part is what I call processing that. And we want to, when we fast, we will learn new things about ourselves. We'll learn new things about God. We'll develop some new great disciplines. So we don't want to just stop them then. We're not going to fast forever, because fasting is it's kind of like a cram course or an intense period of time. It's meant to have a starting time and an ending time. But the great things that we've learned, we want to carry those into our everyday life. So you want to really reflect and process with the Lord. What did I learn? What are the good things that I want to carry on with? Maybe there's some things that I need to learn more about. And so those are the five steps of experiencing a positive fast.
And I imagine, too, we need to, if we're looking at today, for example, say, well, 40 days, that's too long, or maybe even 21 days. It just seems like, you know, it's overwhelming. Do we take it a day at a time or an hour at a time?
Yes. Sometimes it's a day or a time or an hour at a time. And again, it depends on where you are. If you've never fasted before, it may feel entirely overwhelming. On the other hand, I hear from people in my own experiences, I can't wait to start fasting because it's such a powerful experience and so just such a sweet time with the Lord. And so if this is your first time fasting, then be gentle with yourself, but at the same time, you know, enter into this as a spiritual experience where you're submitting yourself to the Lord. And you know, sometimes you have to kind of give that fleshly part, you know, we have to talk to that flesh and tell it to sit down and behave itself and that it's not in control. And again, learn from this experience. And in my belief, I've, you know, counseled so many people about fasting, I think the most powerful lesson that we can learn during fasting is controlling our flesh. Putting the flesh in the right place. We are called to crucify the flesh. Yet in our culture, everything around us says to feed it, to take care of it, to nourish it and give it, you know, whatever it wants when it wants it. And that's not the way we're called to live. We're called to have, you know, the Lord be our life, Jesus in us. And I really believe if we can enter into this experience of saying, okay, I really want to start listening. What are the things that I'm saying to myself? What are the blockages that I'm putting up? What are the barriers I'm putting up because I want to satisfy the flesh and I want to look at that and start submitting myself more to God? That's the life we want.
Great insight from Susan Gregory. And in a moment, I'll ask Susan, maybe there's a verse or two that she'd recommend that we could meditate on that would just help us in this process as we enter into this season and pursue drawing closer to God and putting our flesh on notice, I guess is what we're talking about. Susan Gregory is author, Bible teacher, and Christian life coach. And she's authored several works, including The Daniel Fast. She blogs regularly there. You can visit her website as some 13 million have done. It's daniel-fast.com, daniel-fast.com. More with Susan Gregory in just a moment. We do have some copies of her book, The Daniel Fast, to give away, and you can sign up for that. We'll do the drawing at the end of the hour as we do. And if you have a question, maybe you've been involved in the Daniel Fast, love to hear your story and how it's encouraged, made a difference in your life. 877-933-2484. It's 10 minutes before the hour, and we've had a great hour so far talking to Susan Gregory. Glad to welcome her back to Connecting Faith. She's an author, Bible teacher, Christian life coach, and she has blogged about the Daniel Fast here for a number of years. The website is daniel-fast.com, and the Daniel Fast is a powerful spiritual experience to help followers of Christ develop a more intimate relationship with their Lord, seek answers to prayer, and grow in the love and knowledge of our Savior. This is something that is worth talking about, and certainly today here, Ash Wednesday. You mentioned, Susan, that sometimes people say, "Well, I'm feeling weak. What am I doing wrong?" Is there maybe a common question that you get from people as they enter into this, maybe for the first time?
I would say that the two biggest are people giving up caffeine. And that's why I strongly suggest that people prepare for that, because it really, we've got busy lives. We go to work, we take care of our families, we're involved in a lot of things. And caffeine withdrawals can really be tough. And so that's one. The other one that I hear so often, Neil, is that people miss out on the spiritual benefits because they focus so much on the food. And so while the Daniel Fast experience does involve food, you do need to spend some time. I really encourage people to keep the meals simple, to do some prep time. One of the things that I do is I'll use Saturdays as a time to prepare most of my meals for the entire week. And in the book, I show people how to do that. And that's something I'll tell you, it can become a great ongoing practice to have days where you cook once and eat three or four times by making large portions and then storing them in the freezer or refrigerator, however, depending on what you're making. So, but I think those are the two things that they miss out on the powerful spiritual experiences because they focus on the food, and then they don't prepare, and they don't prepare their body by the caffeine issue.
Say a word. Are there verses or passages that you recommend that we maybe meditate on, or that seem particularly important to really hone in on during this season?
Yeah, I think one of my favorite. People laugh at me because I always say, "Well, this is one of my favorite scriptures," and I'm probably going from throughout the whole Bible. But one of my favorite is Romans 12, 1 and 2, specifically about entering into an experience of fasting and the Daniel Fast. And the word says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." That's the first verse. And when we present our bodies as a living sacrifice and holy means for God, the purpose of God, he says, "I be holy for I am holy." So we want to be about the purposes of God. And we are acceptable to him. He loves us and cares for us. So, and then it is our reasonable service to do that. Then the passage goes on and says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, as I mentioned earlier in the program, when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, our spirit is reborn. And that's what it is to be a born-again Christian. It's that spirit inside of us that is reconnected with God. But our mind is not reborn. And what the Word teaches us is that we can be transformed by the renewing of our minds, and we do that by getting into God's Word, understanding His truth, meditating on His Word, so that we really understand what He's teaching. Understanding, people don't realize how powerful understanding is. The Word says, in all you're getting, get understanding. When we understand something, a concept, one of God's truths, then our thinking changes. And when our thinking changes, our behavior changes, and that's what transformation is about. But if we don't take the time to really meditate on His Word, focus on it, think about it, and then the transformation doesn't take place. And then the remainder of 12:2 says that you may prove, which means like may you experience, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And how often do you hear, Neil, I'm sure you hear from, or you say it yourself, I know I do myself, is I want to live by the will of God. I want God's will. I want to exchange my will for His will. Well, the way we figure out His will, the way we learn about it is putting ourselves before Him, submitting ourselves to Him as a reasonable service, as part of our sacrifice, that living sacrifice, and then getting into His Word, spending time with Him, and learning who He is and who we are in Him. So that's one of my, I think it's a great synopsis or a focus that we can have during our time of fasting. The other thing I encourage people to do is to read the book of John. And really meditate on the book of John, and because Jesus, His teaching that is so powerful there, and when we read a few verses, one of the things that I do until I feel my spirit kind of stop me, and I don't mean stop to end, but stop to pause. And, what is this saying to me? And then I just spend some time thinking about it and praying about it and then move on. And so go through the book of John and then start at the beginning of John again. Doing that during a period of Lent can be life-changing.
We only have just a minute or so left. Got some other callers that are signing up for the book, and that's great. You just hang on. We'll get to you. But Peggy had called in and says, how can we help our children understand this season? Any advice on maybe passing this on to the whole family?
I think it's really great for parents to teach their children about the spiritual disciplines that we have. And so while children really shouldn't fast, enter into a full fast until they're about 12 years or older, it's certainly a time when the parent can teach their children about putting the flesh in its place and doing that through giving up, whether it's candy or ice cream or whatever. And children can do that all day long, throughout their fasting experience. It's not like they, can only eat a vegan diet because that's hard in school and it's not necessarily the best thing for a child. So I think it's really great to teach their children so that they grow up. And it's just part of their Christian experience, their lifestyle is to be in the Christian way of life.
We're looking at the Daniel Fast, a powerful spiritual experience to help followers of Jesus develop a more intimate relationship with their Lord, seek answers to prayer, and grow in the love and knowledge of our Savior. And Susan Gregory has been helping us some great reflection today, so appreciate her insight and writing and her encouragement today. You can find out more about the Daniel Fast by going to her website and the blog there. She's been writing it for years, and millions of people are getting benefit from it. It's daniel-fast.com, daniel-fast.com. Susan Gregory is an author, a Bible teacher, Christian life coach, and has spent many years as a Bible teacher and encouraging us in a deeper walk with the Lord. Susan, thank you once again for coming by and joining us today. We so appreciate your work and your encouragement.
Thanks, Neil. It's my pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
Susan Gregory, author of The Daniel Fast, and we do have some copies we'll give away here at the end of the hour. And again, if you missed part of today's show, you can listen to the podcast we posted after the program's over online at myfaithradio.com. Then click on the Connecting Faith show page, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening to Connecting Faith.